right now, not on 55 days to go, not on a campaign, but on a stimulus. Emily Wilkins joins Bloomberg's Government's Halls of White Marble reporter, and we're thrilled she could join us this morning. Emily, just let's start with the basics. I think everybody's lost the math. How far apart are the Republicans and the Democrats mathematically?
$1 trillion. They are $1 trillion apart between the Democrats' proposed bill and the Republicans' bill, and that does not look likely to close anytime soon, at least within the next week.
Young Abramowitz, the smart one, Lisa. Young Abramowitz over at the House of the Lads would say, do the math, divide by two.
Yeah.
Why can't they just split the middle, Emily?
Because, I mean, you have to look at the policies that they have beyond the numbers, right? Democrats are really pushing for that $600 a week unemployment insurance. They're also pushing for individual stimulus checks. They really want to have a lot of state and local funding. Republicans are like, no way. We've already spent a ton of money on all of this stuff. We need to, you know, be fiscally responsible. We're willing to put forward a $5 billion targeted bill, but don't ask us to go spending gobs and gobs of money that, you know, might come back to bite us later.
Emily, is the shift moving toward people in the Republican Party not thinking a second round of fiscal support is necessary at all?
There has been a lot of debate, especially among Senate Republicans, whether this is necessary or not. They introduced this $5 billion bill. It wasn't able to get any traction. They're going to try again this week. Mark Meadows, chief of staff over at the White House, said today, though, that he thinks that something will get done because of the external pressure, because of how badly Americans and just the country as a whole really needs another stimulus package. So there's a little bit of hope there. But once again, the two sides have sort of been locked in negotiations for months at this point. We haven't seen a ton of progress.
When we talk about this issue, a lot of people point to the enhanced unemployment benefits saying, you know, people aren't going back to work. This has been one Republican argument because they are earning so much on unemployment. But the real issue at this point, Emily, and correct me if I'm wrong, the real issue here is funding for states and municipals. Just the idea here that you're going to see public sector layoffs really start to gain steam if we don't get this funding. Is that, in your view, the big issue going forward?
That is a huge sticking point. I mean, Democrats have been very adamant right from the start that what they need is state and local funding, and they need enough of it to make sure that these jobs, your teachers, your firefighters, anyone who's sort of paid through the state, that they continue to be able to work and not be laid off. And Democrats have been warning about this for a while. I think at the same point, we haven't really seen any of those major layoffs yet. And so I think there's a sense that there might be more time to continue to negotiate things. I mean, another factor for not getting this done, let's be honest, we have an election coming up. It is always, always, always difficult to get bills passed right before in an election year, and especially right before an election. It just makes everything a little bit more complex.
Well, but Emily, to that point, and Tom and I are both living this, right? We've been through New York through the pandemic, and now we're seeing the trash not getting picked up. We're seeing everything a little less good, and it's not isolated to New York City. It's across the country. And I'm just wondering where the political pressure is. Where is the impetus when it comes to state and local funding? Is this a political issue, or is there's some consensus here that it is necessary?
I think that at this point, I wouldn't say that there's full consensus yet on Capitol Hill that it's necessary. I would say that there is bipartisan consensus. There are certainly Republicans out there who do think that we need state and local funding. However, it's not enough at this point to get a bill passed. They are sort of, you know, weighed on the other side by those who are concerned about continuing to fund. At this point, really, it's trillions of dollars. And concerns about, you know, getting to debt, what that money is going to mean for the future. So you're sort of seeing a balance here between the fiscal hawks and those who really do believe that states need more funding at this point. And it sort of remains to be seen that that's the sticking point that everyone's been caught at for weeks and weeks at this point.
Emily, thanks so much. Emily Wilkins, our congressional reporter here on the stimulus. A quick update there as well.